Okay, so again, we're here at the Venice Biennale, and I'm here with Kevin, who's working at the British Pavilion. So first of all, could you just explain just a little bit about the Biennale itself, what it's trying to do or what it's for?
I think this year's Biennale is basically celebrating cities and urbanism. And I think that's interesting when you look at all the pavilions across the board, how they're kind of choosing to do this. I think Ricky Burdett really is... His point is that, you know, I can't remember what the actual statistics are, but more of us are choosing to live in cities now. So, as architects and designers, I think that, you know, it's looking at a new way, and it's a celebration of the cities in the context of the society we live in today, where we're constantly fragmented, dispersed between technology and the built form. So, in a general, that's my gist of the Biennale.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think what's interesting about the British Pavilion is that it doesn't concentrate on the built form, it concentrates on the spaces in between buildings. So it's simply saying, I think there's a film called Twin Town, and they describe Cardiff as a pretty shitty city. So Sheffield is almost like it's not picturesque, but the street theatre, the things that are found on the streets contribute to that city. And I think that's kind of irrelevant today for modern cities, because I think there's a shift from the picturesque city. Like we're in Venice, and what I think is interesting about Venice is that this city was built on a set of values, and these values therefore create this kind of beautiful picturesque city. But this city is illegal anywhere else in the world. We know how to build it, but we won't build it.
Yeah.
So the question, I think, is like, what are our values? You know, what do we actually believe in? And therefore, perhaps the idea is that we need to learn to love technology, because, you know, if you look at the history of how it's developed, there's pretty ugly buildings, but they become efficient. So I kind of like this idea of, you know, almost the shift from the picturesque city to the celebration of the singular build. And I think that's important, say, like London. If you're an artist trying to get a studio space, forget it. But if you're a developer, it's a great city for you. So the question maybe is from this Biennale is, success for who, you know, in terms of the city context?
Yeah, yeah. And then, and just taking on from that, then let's say the developer and the creation of spaces, or the further creation or the continuation of the story of the city by the developer, that might bring about one type of city, whereas the inability by artists to find spaces that perhaps it would have a different life if they could find spaces, or if they could start contributing. Or I suppose it's the question of where cities are going in terms of maybe that some of them are going soulless because they're becoming so developer driven, and maybe that what we're sitting here in the French Steps, the French Pavilion, maybe that's perhaps a reaction against that.
Yeah, I mean, I think Nick Johnson from Urban Splash has a kind of a good point towards this, because he's a developer, and his kind of point is, you know, cities should now start being, as a designer, or specifically reaction to developers, be unoriginal, be unpredictive, and so that basically we're not just... It's almost like we have predictive texting, it's almost like we have predictive urbanism, where everything's kind of like... You know, you have this notion of what, back in the day, the flaneur, where you can kind of like, you know, wander, lose yourself in the city. That's not happening today, because everything's almost feels so predictive, because we want this instant fix, instant gratification. It's kind of the love of self, rather than kind of, you know, for me, a city's more about, I'd like it to be, even though I've been kind of sucked in, I think, you know, everyone always goes on about, you know, you buy your... You fresh fish from the market, and you bump into someone accidentally. I mean, it doesn't really happen. It's a really nice dream, and I really don't know what the future is. And this French Pavilion, you're right, I think, is a good reaction towards, like, you know, what's happening in terms of developers. But maybe I think Nick Johnson's got a point. You know, if we were a bit more, 'cause I'm an architect myself, but there are kind of you know, when you work in practice stuff, there's politics and stuff and time restraints.
Yeah, yeah.
To really kind of master plan or urban design something that is kind of original, because maybe the other thing as well is accountability, because,
yeah,
you know, you know, you walk around Venice, there's always open canals. That would never happen today because there have to be rails there and stuff like that. So it's all kind of like, everyone's always scared that someone might get mugged or something like that. So create, you know, there seems to be like a, I think you could write down the elements of a good city on the back of a cigarette packet. I don't think it's an intellectual matter at all.
Yeah.
I think it's become more of a practical thing. And unfortunately, I think that produces some pretty shit places.
Yeah. Okay. And what in terms then of getting back to the, I suppose the questions that have been raised by this particular biennale in terms of architecture of cities and society, is it? Is that the theme, I think? Like it pointed out the trends of the world's 10 big cities at the moment, the some scary statistics, you know, people, the amount of murders or the lack of water or the where this world's going in terms of access to resources or ecological issues. So it presented us some of the facts. But then it tried to, it just briefly pointed out possibly some of the solutions. Mm. And one of the things I'm wondering about is, obviously this is a massive, massive dialogue, for lack of a better word or what, something, but I'm wondering who's having this dialogue. Is it only the you know, those celebrity big name architects, planners, writers we see here in Venice? Is everybody being allowed to participate in this dialogue or have access to the space to discuss with others about the future, about cities and things like that, or for life itself?
See, personally, I think the problem is that it's only the architects having the dialogue, because the architect almost takes the point of view that there's a problem, I will solve it. But if you walk around Venice and you have a bad headache, you need to take a pill. And in that relation, I think it's like, you know, mental health and physical health are much more important than architecture. So therefore, I think architects, well, the whole art kind of scene really, it kind of like thinks they can change the world by doing one thing. But I think it needs to be more of a, you know, combine all the kind of, if the other dialects to kind of look at the solutions within the city. But I mean, sometimes I just think that, especially like this biennale, and I've been to the lectures with Ricky Burdett and stuff, it's all kind of even the British Pavilion in some ways, let's save the world through architecture and let's change it. And there are problems, obviously, but I just don't think that, I don't think there's enough dialogue with other kind of more important things that are to a city, and it's not just necessarily a new hospital that's going to solve that.
And I suppose with that though is like the, for example, who's coming to this biennale? Why are they coming to it? Like, would I be right in saying that it still is quite a closed world? It's
absolutely. What are we now, the second half week into this? First week, obviously press week, I was here, and that's very big, but it just kind of literally, I mean, you know, architecture matters to the people, and I'm not sure who's really coming in here. I mean, it's pretty much dead now, yeah. So like the first 2 weeks seems to be the most popular, but it doesn't seem to be, you know, architecture as a community, as in a, you know, a tool for communication. Maybe it's not communicating enough, because as an average person coming here, if you didn't understand architecture or didn't really, you weren't engulfed in the arts, but you cared for your city, I don't know how much you'd get out of this if you'd really understand what was going on, or if it's just kind of architecture doing its normal kind of regime of extracting the human from it all. Because, you know, I think in there, the British Pavilion concentrates on, it says that an architect would always work with a scale of 1 to 100, but a scale of 1 to 100 is not really a scale of 1 to 1. And they don't tend to do that. So, I mean, I haven't met anyone, I've been sitting in the British Pavilion, who's just, I hate to use that word, like a normal member of the public, but yeah, so this is a difficult one to answer, really.
Yeah. But it's, like for example, maybe one possible solution that might, if there was, you have to pay, 8 or 10 euro to get in, but maybe, like, if it was free for a day, and if Venice and whoever else wants to come in to, just to nose around and see what's going in behind that closed wall.
Yeah, I mean, but also, like, you know, French Pavilion, I think what they're doing is, you know, really interesting, more interactive kind of stuff, and stuff that doesn't maybe require you to have an in-depth knowledge of every in and out of every city, that you can just come along, accept architecture for what it is, and enjoy it, really, and then walk away thinking, you know, that without this kind of architectural masturbation that goes on within the Biennale, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's my first time here, but maybe I don't know really. I mean, I've not really got much to say on that one. Yeah. I think. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so from this then, maybe to finish up, if there was one, let's say, I don't know, dream that you might have that coming from this, or maybe inspired by this, or something that has awakened in you that maybe for a way of going forward, what might that be?
I think for me it would have to go back with, that's right on cue, but I think for me it's just about, there's more than just architecture, basically. That not just being the certainly most important thing within the context of a city, the built form. And I really enjoy the idea that, you know, perhaps the answer isn't always like you need the built form to kind of contribute to a city. It can be more than that.
Yeah.
And therefore it just opens up the barriers of what architecture is, because it can be anything from, you know, creating street theatre to a bus shelter to the next, like, big museum. So the inspiration I've taken away from this Biennale would be that, as an architect myself, to be a little bit more modest about the whole situation.
Good. Well, thanks very much for your time.
Okay, cool.